Time now for the latest world sports from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin. Coming up, the Premier League title race is thrown wide open as Chelsea lose at Tottenham.
Defoe's made a run for it. Bale shoots and scores! Gareth Bale with a right foot at the arm check. Beats him at the near post. 2-0 to Spurs.
Manchester United left it late at Eastlands.
Evans got room, left of the penalty, crosses, scores with a header, into the net, and Manchester United have a dramatic winner in the final seconds of stoppage time. City nil, United 1.
And away from football, security at cricket's IPL comes under scrutiny after bomb explosions in Bangalore. More on that in a moment, but first to another dramatic day in the English Premier League where the title race has taken another twist. The details in a moment. First, the main results from England and Scotland, read by James Alexander Gordon.
Barclays Premier League, Birmingham City 0, Hull City 0, Blackburn Rovers 2, Everton 3, Fulham 0, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0, Manchester City 0, Manchester United 1, Stoke City 1, Bolton Wanderers 2, Sunderland 2, Burnley 1, Tottenham Hotspur 2, Chelsea 1, Coca-Cola Football League Championship, Blackpool 3, Nottingham Forest 1, Coventry City 1, Preston North End 1, Derby County 1, Crystal Palace 1, Ipswich Town 1, Doncaster Rovers 1, Leicester City 4, Watford 1, Queen's Park Rangers 0, Cardiff City 1, Reading 6, Peterborough United 0, Scunthorpe United 3, Bristol City 0, Swansea City 3, Barnsley 1, West Bromwich Albion 2, Middlesbrough 0. Clydesdale Bank Scottish Premier League. Aberdeen 1, Falkirk 0. Celtic 3, Hibernian 2. Hamilton Academical 3, Kilmarnock 0. St Johnstone 2, St Mirren 2.
So the twists and turns in this year's Premier League title race continue after the leaders Chelsea lost 2-1 away to Tottenham. Spurs went 2-0 ahead thanks to a Jermaine Defoe penalty and a Gareth Bale strike. Frank Lampard hit an injury-time consolation. And on a bad day for Chelsea, their captain John Terry was sent off for two yellow cards. The result leaves Chelsea just a point above Manchester United, while Tottenham are back up to fourth, 2 points clear of Manchester City. From White Hart Lane, the BBC's Conor McNamara reports.
This weekend could have settled a few issues, but instead the destiny of the Premier League title and the fourth Champions League place remain as up for grabs as ever. It now looks like both issues could go right down to the last day of the season. What a week it's been for Tottenham, who are now two-thirds of the way through a run of games against Arsenal, Chelsea and Manchester United back-to-back. Two victories already have returned Harry Redknapp's side to the coveted position of fourth. If things stay as they are, there could be three London clubs in the Champions League next season, something that's not happened before. Chelsea still have their fate in their own hands, win all three remaining games and the title will be theirs, but there's no longer any margin of error for Carlo Ancelotti's team.
So just 3 days after their win over Arsenal, more elation for Spurs, but for Chelsea, a real setback in their title challenge. Let's hear from the two managers now, Chelsea's Carlo Ancelotti in a moment, but first Tottenham's Harry Redknapp.
We deserved to win today. We were outstanding. I was really, you know, I wasn't sure we could go again after that Arsenal game because, you know what it meant to the fans to beat Arsenal. I think the players, I was just hoping we don't feel well. That's it now. We've done enough, you know. And it's been a tough week, but they've come out again tonight and did fantastic, really. Well deserved the win. Missed lots of great chances. Couldn't ask for more.
That's not a good day, but we maintain the top of the list. This is important because we missed not a lot of games. Missed only 3 games. That's all. Oh, again, in our end, the title. We have to do better than today, but today was not a good day.
Manchester United kept their title hopes alive with a 1-0 victory over their neighbours Manchester City. But United left it till stoppage time before Paul Scholes headed in their winner.
If we'd have drawn the game, it's probably all over. The only thing we've done today is give ourselves a little glimmer of hope. I think we did deserve it. I think we had the better chances. We probably could have been 2 up at half-time. Didn't take them, and you know, sometimes that would cost the...
Well, the result means that Manchester City are down to fifth in the race for that all-important fourth Champions League spot. And the City manager, Roberto Mancini, believes the result wasn't a fair reflection of the game.
We are not deserved to lose this game. We play a good game, but football, that's it. It's incredible. When you consider going in the last second, I'm sorry for the supporters. We try to win the next 4 games, but football is strange sometimes.
If you do not finish fourth, do you think it will be because of today?
We finish fourth, sure.
You promise?
Yes.
In the battle against relegation, Burnley are now 4 points away from safety after a 2-1 defeat at Sunderland, but their manager Brian Law says they must fight on.
We've got 9 points available and we've got to max out and try and get those 9 points. If you get 9 points, you've got a fighting chance. Six, it might if you're lucky, but I think we've got to max out and we know that. But 3 games to go, we're still in there.
Elsewhere, Hull City, who are third from bottom, picked up a precious point in a goalless draw at Birmingham City. Tim Cahill scored a last-minute winner in Everton's 3-2 victory at Blackburn. Matt Taylor scored 2 goals in the last 6 minutes as Bolton won 2-1 at Stoke to move further away from the relegation zone. Wolves edged closer towards safety with a 0-0 draw at Fulham. On Sunday, third-place Arsenal travel to relegation-threatened Wigan. Aston Villa go to bottom side Portsmouth, who have already been relegated. In Spain, the leaders Barcelona were held to a goalless draw away to their local rivals Espanyol. Barca are 4 points ahead of Real Madrid, who hosts third-place Valencia on Sunday. Sevilla beat Sporting Gijón 3-0 at home to move up to fourth. The Dutch winger Arjen Robben hit a hat-trick for Bayern Munich as they beat Hanover by 7-0. Bayern are 2 points clear at the top of the German Bundesliga. Second-place Schalke beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 3-1. Bayer Leverkusen dropped to fourth after a 2-1 defeat to Stuttgart, Werder Bremen, and are third after a 4-2 win at Wolfsburg. Marseille remained 5 points clear at the top of the French league after a 2-1 win at Boulogne. Second-place Auxerre beat Lorient 4-1. Bordeaux and Lyon dented their slim title hopes with a 2-2 draw. In Italy, the Verona are on the brink of relegation from Serie A after losing 2-0 at Chievo. They remain bottom of the table, 9 points adrift of safety. On Sunday, Roma meet their city rivals Lazio, looking for a win to go back to the top of the table above Inter Milan. Now, the issue of security at the Indian Premier League cricket matches is again under the spotlight. At least 10 people were injured when 2 bombs exploded outside the stadium in Bangalore before Saturday's match between Royal Challengers and the Mumbai Indians. Our reporter in India, Rahul Tandon, has been following the events.
I think it will, over the next few days, once again raise serious security issues around the IPL. We need more information about, you know, what sort of explosives these were, who planted them, and how did they get so close to the ground. The tournament has progressed very smoothly. I've been to many matches so far. There has been very, very tight security inside the ground, many checks before you can even get close to the stadium in most of the cities here. The teams are basically followed by what look like these little mini tanks, armoured personnel carriers that follow them around. So security has been intense, but obviously there has been a problem in Bangalore, and we wait to see further details on that, but I'm sure that once again, there will be many people who will look at India and question how safe it is to come here.
On to motor racing, and it's a Red Bull 1-2 at the front of the grid ahead of the Chinese Formula One Grand Prix in a few hours from now. Sebastian Vettel will be on pole position ahead of his teammate Mark Webber, and Vettel's thrilled with his team's progress.
I think we have a car that works so far on every kind of track, no matter the characteristics. The experience we made last year helps us probably a bit, but doesn't guarantee that we will be as strong again.
On to tennis, and Rafael Nadal remains on course for an unprecedented 6th straight Monte Carlo's Masters title after a straight set win over David Ferrer. Nadal will meet Fernando Verdasco in the final. Verdasco beat top seed Novak Djokovic also in straight sets to progress to his first Masters final. And Nadal's thrilled to be back to full fitness after a long spell out with injury.
I started to have problems in the knees here, and you know, I had a little bit personal problems in that moment, and mentally wasn't at the top for me in that part of the year. And this year I think I am playing much better because I am running a little bit better, I am playing more aggressive.
And in NBA basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers opened the Eastern Conference playoffs with a 96-83 win over the Chicago Bulls. LeBron James scored 24 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. Game 2 of the best-of-7 series is on Monday, also in Cleveland. And that's the latest world sports for now from the BBC here in London.